When he'd finished reading the letter, he put it back into the envelope and left it on the table, standing a moment in silence, feeling strange, unsettled. He looked at the little girl who was lying on the living room rug, drawing a picture, the rain outside never ending. He decided to forget about the letter, to forget the whole business. Instead, he wondered how to distract a child on a rainy day, wondered about maybe phoning for a pizza, wondered whether it was perhaps still too early for lunch. He considered calling his ex-wife to suggest a family lunch. No, he wouldn't do that. She'd get the wrong idea, and he was very happy with the way things were. He considered calling Fabiani, who would eagerly welcome a call from him. No, the presence of the child would make any meeting seem too much like an invitation, something with family and potential. He went back to thinking about the letter, still a little confused. The truth was that he had just read a letter meant for someone else, had intimate access to someone else. He felt both unsettled and attracted to this correspondence that did not belong to him. It would never have crossed his mind to open a letter that wasn't for him, and now there was this indiscretion, this curiosity which intrigued him. Perhaps it was the light blue envelope, the writing in black ink with a fountain pen. He recognized this at once, remembering one he'd had when he was a child, a gift from his grandfather. He found it strange that anyone should still write with a fountain pen, that anyone should still be writing letters at all. In the place of a sender's name, just that letter A. No address, nothing. Before opening it, he had already guessed that A was a woman. Perhaps because of the attractive rounded hand, perhaps because of the letter itself. At the time, he justified opening the envelope with an assurance that he had no way of returning it. Who would he return it to? And he opened it to see whether he might discover some clue, some name, some address, he thought, as though excusing himself. He kept thinking about the letter for a few moments longer until the girl called out to him.
Dad?
What, Manuela?
Dad, look!
The girl brought over a piece of paper.
Dad, look what I drew!
He took the drawing, looked it over carefully, a circular shape and a few undefined scribbles crisscrossing it. He held on to the piece of paper somewhat unsure, and perhaps his expression was a little doubtful. The girl pointed, insisting,
Dad, look!
How lovely, sweetie, is it me?
No, it's Felipe.
Oh, Felipe. Really good, really, yes, it's beautiful. He felt just a touch of jealousy that, sure, of course, Felipe, even the cat, was more important than her own father. Right away, he felt ridiculous comparing himself to the cat. The girl came closer and held out her hand.
Give it to me.
What do you want, the picture?
Yeah.
He handed the sheet back to her. He was still thinking about Felipe, the cat she had been given right after the separation. A goggle-eyed black cat. His ex-wife, hoping to compensate for any trauma and maybe even to distract the girl, had gotten her the animal. A cat with a person's name. The girl had chosen the name herself, and where she'd gotten Felipe from, he would never know. It was just one of those kid things, his ex-wife explained with an ironic smile. Fine.
Felipe.
No one had notified him. No one had asked his opinion. His ex-wife made him feel like a stranger.